This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have our two teams for the WHL Championship presented by Nutrien. The Moose Jaw Warriors and Portland Winterhawks both claiming conference championships in dramatic fashion. We'll take you back to Saskatoon. We'll take you up to Prince George for the conclusion of those series. And also hear from overtime hero, they call him Mr. Clutch, Lyndon Lakovich of the Moose Jaw Warriors, set to join us as well. 2024 WHL Prospects Draft is in the books for over 200 new prospects entering the league. We'll take you back to an exciting day, and we'll recap some of the top picks. As well, Canada's under-18 team has won gold at the IIHF World Under-18 Championships. The team laden with WHL talent will take you back to the golden moment. First up, the 2024 WHL Prospects Draft went down Thursday for the 22 teams. WHL Commissioner Dan Neer had the announcement of an exceptional status player going first overall.
It gives me great pleasure to start off the draft with the first overall pick in the 2024 WHL Prospects Draft. The Everett Silvertips select defenseman Landon DuPont from the Edge School Under-18.
Landon DuPont and Everett Silvertip.
Yeah, I'm just super excited and super honored to be picked and just can't wait to get things going.
Everett Assistant General Manager Mike Fraser, who was on our show after receiving the first overall pick in the draft lottery, appeared on the WHL Draft Show following the pick.
Very happy, very fortunate. We've been watching Landon here for a couple of years and really excited to add him to our group. You know, as Taylor mentioned, a very dynamic player that does pretty much everything, has such great skating and edges, scoring ability, great skills, smarts. And I also like Taylor's point where I think he's a bit of an underrated defender as well. So he's the whole package, and it's a really exciting day for our organization.
That left the rest of the field to the Prince Albert Raiders.
The second overall pick in the 2024 WHL Prospect Draft, the Prince Albert Raiders select defenseman Brock Cripps from St. George's School, U15 in the CSSHL.
Well, the Raiders getting the skilled defenseman second overall. Cripps will join a talented group of good young prospects in the Raider system, and he knows it.
Well, last year they had three first overall picks, and they're really building up like young guns, so they look good, have like a good future, and we're excited to build on that.
Third overall belonged to the Tri-City Americans, so they would stay with the theme on the blue line.
With the third overall pick in the WHL Prospect Draft, the Tri-City Americans select defenseman Aiden Bouchard from the Edge School Under-15 in CSSHL.
Americans Director of Player Personnel Roy Stasiak had the breakdown.
We're really excited about what he brings to the game, not only on the ice, but his leadership, his qualities and his characters off the ice as well. Nothing but praise for the kid from everybody that we've talked to. So we're really excited about bringing good people into our dressing room that bring a leadership intangible as well.
The Prince Albert Raiders were back on the clock after acquiring the fourth overall pick from the Kelowna Rockets. Commissioner Dan Neer.
With the fourth overall pick in the WHL Prospect Draft, the Prince Albert Raiders are happy to select center Ben Harvey from Northern Alberta Extreme Under-15 in the CSSHL.
Ben Harvey, the first forward off the board. Prince Albert Raiders Director of Player Personnel Bruno Zarillo.
A little bit different than what we've taken in the past, so I think it gives us a little variety in our game. He's come from a program the last couple of years that have won the championship. He was on a team with Dax Rudolph, so there's a little bit of grouping there that helped in the decision. So, no, we're very excited to add him to our group.
And to round out the top five, the Edmonton Oil Kings take the first player off the board from Saskatchewan.
With the fifth overall pick in the WHL Prospects Draft, the Edmonton Oil Kings are happy to select center Caden Stroder from the Humboldt Broncos Under-15 in the Saskatchewan U15 AA Hockey League.
Oil Kings Director of Player Personnel Michael Chan.
We're really excited to have Caden joining the organization. We see a player with the potential to be an all-around centerman that makes his teammates better, elevates the play of everyone, and has a dynamic side offensively as well.
The WHL Prospects Draft finished with a total of 237 players selected, including 130 forwards, 84 defensemen, and 23 goaltenders. Alberta led all provincial branches with 94 players selected, 54 chosen from BC, with another 45 players coming from Saskatchewan. Manitoba saw 33 players selected. Thursday's proceedings saw 8 players selected from the U.S., following on the heels of 44 American-born players taken in the 2024 WHL U.S. Priority Draft on Wednesday. Congratulations and good luck to all the selections.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
It will be the Portland Winterhawks meeting the Moose Jaw Warriors in the WHL Championship for the Ed Chenault Cup. Both conference championships settled in sudden death overtime. What a series between the Saskatoon Blades and the Moose Jaw Warriors. 6 of the 7 games go to overtime, including Game 7 in Saskatoon, tied 2-2.
Is Atlee Calvert through for Lakovich. He was the Game 6 overtime hero. In front, they score! Lyndon Lakovich off of bodies in front and in, 36 seconds into overtime, and the Moose Jaw Warriors have won, and they are advancing to the Western Hockey League final. They'll start on Friday night, I believe, in Portland, Oregon, against the Winterhawks.
That was Les Lazarek on the call as the Moose Jaw Warriors win Game 6 and Game 7 to win the East and advance to the championship. Congratulations to the Moose Jaw Warriors. In the West, double overtime would settle the conference title in Prince George.
Morey, right wing. Here's a shot from Newland. Newland, oh, Davies scores! Josh Davies, right circle. Can't believe it. Davies rings it off the post. A double overtime winner. Welcome back to the series, Josh Davies. The Portland Winterhawks, for the first time in 10 years, are advancing to the WHL Championship Series.
That's a happy Nick Merrick on the Portland radio call on the series clinching goal for Josh Davies. They take the series in 6. It sets up the WHL Championship presented by Nutrien. A 2-3-2 series format. The series starting in Portland before heading back to Moose Jaw for Games 3, 4, and if necessary, Game 5. Portland, it is their first trip to the WHL Championship since 2014. For Moose Jaw, their first appearance since 2006. The Warriors have never won a WHL title in franchise history, while the Winterhawks will be seeking their fourth.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
3 overtime winners now for this Moose Jaw Warriors forward and 2 in the Eastern Conference Championship, Game 6 and Game 7. Lyndon Lakovich joins us on the line, who has the hottest stick in Western Canada right now. We're talking the morning after the Game 7 overtime winner. Lyndon, has it sunk in just exactly what you and your Warriors teammates did?
Yeah, it's crazy. We've never experienced anything like this before. And it honestly, emotions, words can't even describe the emotions me and my teammates feel right now. It's unbelievable.
Let's go back to that moment, opposition territory. I know there were Warrior fans in the building in Saskatoon. It just looked like you got to the net in overtime here. Take me through the play.
Yeah, Atlee made a nice chip play to me. I came towards the puck and, you know, he was driving the net, and I beat the D-man wide, and I kind of just threw it there. Our coach is always telling me to just throw it there, especially in overtime. You never know what could happen. And it went off on our player's skate, so it was just fortunate. And to have all our fans there, their support has been unbelievable through this series and in playoffs, and it was awesome.
I saw the video of the ride in back to Moose Jaw following the Game 7 win. Looked like you had the police escort and everything. Let's go back to last night and your arrival back to the city.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, we were probably 10, 12 minutes out of town, and there were just cop cars sitting on the side of the road waiting for our bus. And we get the escort back into town, and there's fan buses that got there before us, and then there was one after us right behind us, and we showed up, and, you know, Dent carried off the trophy, and you know, we had a good time just meeting all the fans, and it truly was awesome. And, you know, we do this for them. Like, they deserve this. They've never had this before. You go back to 06 where we came up short, but I think this year we got a real good shot, and I think they deserve this.
Yeah, well said. You know, you're probably too young to realize, you know, you mentioned that 2006 team, and I can, you know, mention some key players off that team, you know, Joey Periconi and Troy Brower. You've elevated yourself to legendary status there, Lyndon, with a Game 6 overtime winner and a Game 7 overtime winner. Maybe you're too young to realize this, but you've set yourself up in Moose Jaw, I think, for life.
Yeah, I don't think I have realized that. It hasn't really sunk in yet, but you know, I just take it day by day, and that's what I'm here to do, is try to score goals. I think that's a big part of my game, and I guess I came up big at the right time.
Okay, your teammates have to be calling you something. I mean, there has to be a nickname or something they're throwing out right now after this series.
Not so much. Like, just a couple guys have just been calling me really clutch recently, and you know, Jaeger had the nickname Mr. Clutch earlier in the season, and I think I took it from him.
But, yeah. Now you jump on the plane and you head to Portland. It's going to feel like the NHL, right? Like flying down there and getting set for what's going to be a tough series, a Portland team that has a lot of weapons. Your take on what lies ahead here for you and your Warrior teammates?
Yeah, it's not going to get any easier. Like you said, the plane, and like, I've never been on a private plane, so it's going to feel pretty cool flying in there, feel like I'm in the big leagues. But, you know, Portland, they're really well coached. They're a super deep team. They got some star power. And like I said, it's not going to get any easier. We have to treat it like this is the last dance, and we're not going to get to play with a group like this ever again. And, you know, we do it for each other, I think. So I think we need to stick together and not be too high, too low, and just play our game.
You know what they're about somewhat. You play them once, you don't really get a feel. They are explosive, and they transition the puck well. But, you know, what will be the keys just off the bat here? What do you think they'll be here in that WHL Championship Series?
Yeah, I know they're a run-and-gun team. Like I said, they got some star power, their quick transition. So I think our ozone depth and our D-man staying on top of their guys, not trying to jump too fast or any stuff like that. And we got to stay tight in the D zone. Like I said, they got some players that can put the puck in the net. So I think all that stuff, we really live by that. And it's going to be key in this WHL final.
Okay, well, you're flying in. I'm sure you guys have it all figured out already, like the slow-mo shots on the tarmac and the sunglasses, right? Like, you guys will have some good content out of this, right?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I know our media crew is definitely excited for it. Us as a team, we're so pumped for this. Like, we've had a few guys that have played or been around NHL teams now, but for most of us, we haven't experienced that yet. So it's going to be a pretty cool experience.
Awesome stuff, Lyndon. Great job with the overtime heroics, and great job on the WHL radio show. Best of luck in that WHL Championship Series.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate your time.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Canada's under-18 hockey team, loaded with WHL talent, won gold at the IIHF World Under-18 Hockey Championships in Finland.
Team Canada, undefeated in Finland, and the gold medal at the Under-18 World Hockey Championship is coming back to Canada.
Canada coming from behind in the third period to knock off previously undefeated USA. Kelowna Rockets forward T.J. Ginla scored on the power play, which would put Canada up for good.
McKenna, Ginla, T.J. Ginla, score! Top shelf, T.J. Ginla, Canada's got five!
A Medicine Hat Tigers forward Gavin McKenna had a record-setting tournament. He set the record for most points by a Canadian in the history of the tournament. McKenna, 10 goals, 10 assists for 20 points.
Yeah, it's unreal. You know, it's a short tournament, but, you know, we bonded super early, our group. You know, You know, it starts with management, you know, getting us all together as much as they can before the tournament. I think I've built a lot of new friendships that I'll have for a lifetime, and yeah, it's super cool to do what we're doing right now. At the start of the tournament, you know, we all dedicated this tournament who we're playing for, and you know, I think that really brought us together as a team.
Team Canada included Harrison Brunick of the Kamloops Blazers, Ole Josephson of the Red Deer Rebels, Ryder Ritchie of the Prince Albert Raiders, Carson Wetch of the Calgary Hitmen, Charlie Ellick of the Brandon Wheat Kings, T.J. Ginla of the Kelowna Rockets, Roger McQueen of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Reese Hamilton of the Calgary Hitmen, and Gavin McKenna of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Congratulations to both the players and the staff on a job well done. Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests, and we get set for a great WHL championship, Moose Jaw and Portland. As the series opens up this weekend in Portland, we'll take you to Moose Jaw next week as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm John Keane. Have a great weekend.